Chinese health officials say there's been a turning point in the city of Xi'an, where 13 million people have been under lockdown since the 23rd of December. An outbreak of the Delta variant has been contained, and numbers of infections are declining.
Although there may be cases in the future, the risk of large-scale resurgence have been brought under control, as our anti-epidemic efforts have achieved results.
But these results, achieved by the strictest measures imposed since those in the city of Wuhan in 2020, have come at a cost. A woman who was 8 months pregnant lost her unborn child after being refused entry to a hospital until she tested negative for the virus. The incident sparked anger online, with some posts describing the woman's treatment as heartbreaking.
Here, on behalf of the Municipal Health Commission, I deeply apologize to this patient and deeply apologize for the poor access to medical treatment during the epidemic.
An elderly man died of a heart attack after also being refused care for similar reasons. People have been confined to their homes since the lockdown was ordered. Many have complained of inadequate food deliveries. One man was beaten by pandemic prevention staff for trying to leave his apartment block to buy bread. Francis Miller is a college counselor who's worked at a school in Xi'an since 2018. He says he and his girlfriend have enough food because they stocked up ahead of time. But some of his peers aren't so lucky.
I know that some other Americans in Xi'an have had trouble getting food. I know one guy who's been living on basically instant noodles for more than a week. I think it depends on each kind of person's situation and also your property management company, like how competent the people are there. So especially like people who have larger families or who have difficult medical situations or stuff like that, it can be very difficult right now for people to get the things that they need, whether it's food or medicine or otherwise.
Francis says many have been shocked by poor city management and the failure to learn lessons from the first outbreak in Wuhan.
You know, given that it's been 2 years since then, how difficult it's been for, you know, Xi'an to deal with this new outbreak, and how long it's taken kind of the city and especially decision makers to react and to solve problems as they come up.
City leaders say those responsible for mishandling health, delivery, and coronavirus prevention services have been fired, suspended, or punished.
Meanwhile, authorities in the neighboring province of Henan are battling an outbreak which has reached several cities. 1.16 million people were put under lockdown in the city of Yuzhou after only a handful of infections were discovered. China's COVID zero approach has acquired a new urgency in the lead up to the Winter Olympics, which opens here in February. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.